Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Iraqi weather forecast calling for sunshine today, but cold, a high of only around 39 degrees. Kenosha right now is at 23. It's 17 in Burlington, 25 Milwaukee, 24 in Racine. Sun is out, but you can maybe now see the glistening on the sidewalks and the streets. That is ice from all that precipitation we had yesterday, the rain, then the snow, then came the below freezing temperatures overnight. Be careful if you are driving or walking on the sidewalks. Felony and misdemeanor charges land a 17-year-old in the Racine County Jail for allegedly making threats of violence against the students and staff at Union Grove High School Thursday. That student identified almost immediately and taken into custody, a Sheriff's Department news release indicating it was an isolated incident, just one individual. David Kopecky alleged to have verbally threatened to blow up the school and cause great bodily harm to the students and staff. The Sheriff's Department did provide some additional resources to the school and the surrounding area just as a precaution. The Racine Police Department's announced the release next month of a convicted sex offender who's going to be living in the 1600 block of Edgewood Avenue. 38-year-old Leonard Heron is scheduled for release on April 4th. He will not be on any supervision, having fulfilled the terms of his conviction. However, according to a news release, if he violates the terms of his lifetime registry as a sex offender, he will be taken back into custody. Heron convicted in 2002 for second-degree sexual assault. Police indicate they want to make sure the community remains vigilant and fully understands the seriousness of this offender. It's a liquor license request to open up a bar at 1900 Racine Street. It was put in by Michael Winston. It's on hold right now in a case, just in case he finds another location. He's apparently actively looking, which might be the best situation for him with the Public Safety and Licensing Committee. Winston said he had not planned on looking for a better site when he first began the application process. Alderman Jeff Coe, who chairs the committee, noted that it may not be the best idea for that neighborhood, the bar at that location. City requirements to open up, he said, can also prove to be quite costly.
Primarily residential area, and do you realize what is entailed with the build-out? You have to have a bar with sinks and all that. I mean, it's a very expensive endeavor, and you have to go through the building department, the health department, and everything to get all this stuff done.
A couple of people from that neighborhood, representing a bunch of them who showed up for the meeting, indicated they don't have a problem with the idea, just not right in their neighborhood. Denying the application would have meant a year until another license request could be made, even at a new location, so the committee deferred the issue for a couple of weeks to see if a new address shows up. It's a contract for the annual 4th of July fireworks display in Kenosha. It was approved this week by the City Council, well in advance of Independence Day versus last year when it was kind of a last-minute thing. Alderman David Bogdala questioning an increase in the amount of the contract and how come it goes for 3 years.
They're the only one, or either the only one that wants to do Kenosha. I would think that if we're going to continue to give multi-year contracts, that we could look to get a better rate. I know that there were some complaints last year that I had heard, a number of you have heard as well. So I hope that next time this contract comes forward that we actually look at that, take that into consideration as well as our potential rate reduction.
City Administrator Frank Bassetti noted that the sponsors will actually pay the cost of the fireworks display, not the city, and that the increase in the contract is equal to the rise in the cost of living, with Mad Bomber, the company involved, agreeing to hold the price over a three-year term. That contract, by the way, was approved unanimously. The recycling carts are coming to the Village of Caledonia, so is a hardship application process for any resident not able to roll that cart to the point of pickup for their property by Johnson Disposal. Tom Christensen, the village administrator, noting it's a 2-year limit on the application. It can be renewed as needed. And the Westosha Market, which started up last year, is going to relocate to the Kenosha County Fairgrounds in Wilmot. It'll all begin July the 6th, continuing through September the 28th. It was last year at the Aquaterra Farms property on Highway 50. The Racine Unified School Board, in a special meeting, approves the process for creating a high school cooperative gymnastics team, which would include a formal application to the WIAA. Chief Academic Officer Rosalie Dacca said there are students at all the high schools interested in gymnastics, which disappeared years ago after the formation of a Racine combined team.
There would be a stipended cost for the coach that agreed to take on the position. It's outlined in our employee handbook. As far as the facility goes, we don't have equipment any longer. I understand we had this years ago, And since we didn't have the teams, we would have to secure that equipment, but that would be part of the report that we would have to bring to the WIA to find out.
Cost figures and other details about a possible co-op gymnastics team, including the needed equipment, will be coming back to the board for consideration. The co-op would involve Case, Park, Horlick, Walden 3, and the Real School. Meanwhile, the Burlington Area School District's taxpayers are going to get the chance to offer their comments on seven different options regarding different facilities in the district, a series of soon-to-be scheduled community engagement meetings, and the president of the Burlington School Board is asking the community to really come up with some interesting comments regarding what's possible for taxpayers and for students in the future.
The options include closing Karcher Middle School and moving those grades to the high school, utilizing Karcher to its full capacity by including grade 6, expanding elementary schools without altering attendance boundaries, create student-centered learning spaces by adding classrooms at Dyer, Waller, Cooper, and Winkler grade schools, or a maintenance-only plan with secure entries plus the removal of the track, bleachers, and tennis courts at Karcher Middle School, which are all outdated. Karcher includes the original high school built at the turn of the 19th century and carries an estimated maintenance price tag of more than $5 million. One of the factors to be considered is declining enrollment. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
A public hearing will be held next Wednesday afternoon with the Racine City Plan Commission meeting on creation of TIF District Number 19 covering the Uptown area. As WRJN News previously reported, this district will overlay the one that's being replaced after it had been underperforming. It's been around for years, that other district. The goal for the new TIF, incorporating the components of the Uptown Neighborhood Strategic Development Plan, which was approved just last year. A memorial service will be held tomorrow morning at the Purith Strand Funeral Home in Racine on Douglas Avenue for Janice Hand. She ran for mayor last year, died recently at the age of 63. Hand finishing fourth in the February primary, she was heavily involved in local labor activities like her late husband Lenny. He passed away in 2010. They were named Mr. and Mrs. Solidarity in 2008. And high school students in Kenosha with a chance to become involved in the election process, working for the city as a volunteer election inspector. Volunteers have to be 17 to 18 years old with a 3.0 grade point average or the equivalent in grades 9 to 12 in the public or private schools. You have to be a U.S. citizen or resident of the city of Kenosha. More information is available by contacting the Kenosha City Clerk's Office. The student volunteers would have their choice of working on election day and whatever shift they want between 10 in the morning and 8 at night. WRJN Newscast. They are in podcast form. They're on our webpage. You go to WRJN.com, look in the local news section. And at WRJN News is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karkle, AM 1400, WRJN News.